in the Army in San Antonio, he's, he works in broadcasting, and that's what he does, a big part of it, to put these shows together, on that kind of a tape.
I don't know anything about using this thing except turning it on and doing what we're doing now. But it's certainly wonderful for that. When you first started making hay, how did you make it? Binder or?
No. We always mowed. I still got the old mower that my dad had.
Here.
No, it's sitting up there, not in use, but it's sitting up there.
Uh-huh.
And we had a softy rake. And with this barn, we used slings. And it went up in the barn and then dropped down close to the bottom loose.
Uh-huh.
And that's the way, of course, we had some then. We didn't do much binding of hay until the power binders come along. Because these old horse binders, if you had an awful tall stuff, you just couldn't get it there. Couldn't get you out of it fast enough. And if we planted a cane hay, they would mow it. I'd done it when I was about 10 years old. Two horses on a sulky rake. And you'd rake, first they'd rake about 3 piles together, then you'd go off and get a rake full alongside a pile, and then someone would throw it on. And you'd have shocks out in the field that would hold maybe a hay rack load of it.
Oh. Well, your shock was just a pile of loose hay?
It was just a pile of loose hay. And that stayed out there a lot of times until the winter time. Of course, most of ours was put in the barn because it was, we had the barn, that's what it was for.
Now these shocks in the field, is that just brought up there with your sulky rake?
Yes. We never made any large shocks because they would stay out there and cure.
Uh-huh.
And if they were cured good, they'd probably get hold of the barn sometime or other. Of course, there were times when this barn was full that they left them out and then they went out.
Did you ever have anything that you call a hay cock or a hay rake?
I don't recognize the name. We did have, when I was a boy, we had a hay stacker.
What was that?
It was a wooden contraption with a butt rake, you put a plow, you push the hay up on some fingers, and then you had another team, and it pulled it and it dumped it over on top of the stack. Well, that was used, I guess they owned that before this barn was built. They had to stack all their hay outside.
In a shock or what?
No, in a big stack. You see, this thing was, they pushed it up on a butt rake, and then this pulled it way up high, and lift it on top of the stack, and then the men were on top of it. And then there was a period when, I was about 14 or 15, we had trouble with our hay system here. I don't know why. Of course, my dad I was the youngest of, no, I have a sister that was younger than I, and he was up, I don't know, I was 20s, and he died in 43. He was in the 60s, and he was just kind of living along because I was here. The boys were already gone and married. And
that's
young. Well, 60s never used to be young.
No, that's true.
They were carrying, most people were walking with canes when they were 60. But,